conversation with Sean Connery that we had in Las Vegas last week, talking about his new film, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, a bunch of 19th century fictional characters from literature, Captain Nemo, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Tom Sawyer, Dorian Gray, and this crusty old adventurer named Alan Quatermain, played by the great Sean Connery. It sounds like a really interesting concept, these interesting people fighting the evil phantom who wants to take over the world. But this film is just so sloppy and put together so poorly. There's just one cliche after another, even with Sean Connery. That wasn't enough to save it. Good old 007 himself couldn't save the day on this one. While we were in Las Vegas last week talking to him, it happened to be the day that Katharine Hepburn died. So we talked with him about that legend and his own legendary status and about doing this adventure film. Did this remind you of, you know, like doing Indiana Jones? Like,
well, it's a bit of that, isn't it? Also because that is a kind of period, too, although this is ahead of that, of Indiana Jones. I mean, the one Indiana Jones I did was at the time of the Nazis, and so it was 36 on, I suppose, 36. This is the end of the 19th.
Do you like these kind of adventure kind
yeah,
of roles?
Yeah, and I like the characters that are in this piece, and they're all kind of diverse, quite different, and I think extremely well acted. And also, they are literary figures, but very defined characters.
Yeah, we were all saying, you know, he's getting around really well. I mean, he's keeping up with all these young kids, you know, pretty well. Was that all you?
Yeah. Well, most, no, not all of it. No, because I can't do some of, you know, the dives off the cars and all that kind of stuff. We need to work together with the coordinator, with the fights and, you know, that stuff.
Yeah. Did you know Katharine Hepburn?
I never met her. The only person who knew her well enough that I know well is Sidney Lumet, who did Long Day's Journey with her and Ralph Richardson. And he was absolutely was mad about her. I was saying the other day, she had, I read once, and that she'd had a script developed to direct she was going to do. I'm sure it must have been an interesting script. I actually think pretty good.
Real spitfire, I'll bet.
Well,
you know, whatever
yeah,
it was,
yeah. Pretty intelligent.
Yeah. Because, you know, when we think of film legends, we think of people like Katharine Hepburn. But, you yeah. know, do you think of yourself in that sort of same category of a real film legend?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Well, I was asked that today and about how one was with the actors when we came to rehearse and everything. There was sort of awed of that because of your the impression that one makes, but I don't they're lying to say that I'm not aware of the body of work that one's done, and you know, you don't get asked to do this kind of stuff unless you can deliver, but no, it's not something that one's that I'm not, and also that overly concerned with.
Sure. I mean, you must just be thinking about what the next project is and whatever yeah. excites you next. But because yeah. the American Film Institute recently, you know, they had that list of the top good guys of all time, and James Bond, your James Bond,
right.
came out number 3 on the list. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, thank you.
It's. I mean, that's what I say with a legend. After all these years, after all the James Bonds that have came yeah. since you, that yours is still so remembered, and your body of work is still, you know, remembered yeah. in such a fond way.
Well, I think that she said it, Hepburn, that she'd been around so long, which is more of a surviving element than anything. I think she was, which I must say I was very impressed with her comments about most things. She was pretty substantial, I think.
Yeah, I was watching it on the news this morning and just watching some of her interviews, and she was really quite remarkable.
I didn't see. I've been here since this
morning. Right, not a chance. Are these kinds of films more challenging to you than dramatic roles?
Well, it's a different sort of. I'm at the moment preparing for another film in the Czech Republic with Miloš Forman, and that's much more worldy, but more about old soldier than this, but they all have their own demand. That with these, stillness is not that important, except for the occasion. But in the other ones, to be able to be still is a big plus.
There you go, the great Sean Connery. I wish I was more pleased with the film, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed. He did tell me off mic, off camera, that if there is going to be another Indiana Jones film, he has been talking with Steven Spielberg, that he will be part of that. So we did get a little bit of scoopage there.